quick action, you know, when you light it and all like that. But they'd cover up those coals at night with ashes, and all they'd have to do in the morning was get that off and start that fire again. Back then, those days.
Yeah. If the ashes were the color of this piece of paper, you'd call them what color ashes?
Well, wood ashes was just a medium. It wouldn't be it wouldn't be white, but it would. I can just see those ashes yet, those coals of fire, and sometimes they'd make sweet potatoes. I can remember those things.
What about that black stuff that forms in the chimney?
Well, now that is more or less from maybe the coke or coal that we burn now.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is there a name for that?
Well, really, we didn't have that then. It was wood that we burned. We didn't know what coal or anything was.
Yeah.
It was wood that we burned back then, in those days.
But you know what I'm talking about, don't you? That black stuff?
Soot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, talking about things that you might have in a house, what would you call, say, this thing that I'm sitting on?
The van.
The van?
Or couch, I believe they called it back in those days. I believe I'm right.
Okay. Is there any other name you could think like that?
Well, I don't know. We call them even couch now. I do. It might be just that old-fashioned name because in my new home now, I have the couch in front of the picture window, I have a divided one over here. There's a little table between each, but it's just alike, but it's just a little section you see there that brings it apart and all.
What about if you could, take the cushions off and then pull out a bed from it?
A trundle bed. We had a trundle bed, and I can remember that is another thing we had when we was a kid. That would push back under the bed, and the bed would pull that out. I slept on that many a time. Yeah, a trundle bed. I hadn't forgotten that.
Is that just something for children?
Yes, we children slept on it. Oh, yeah, as big as a bed. Yes. And during World War I, my mother kept soldiers, and we would, I've slept, I don't know how many nights, out in the screened-in back porch on the cellar door, mind you, Roy and I would, to give the soldiers a bed to sleep on. And Mama never would charge them. But 50 cents a piece for the bed, she'd give them their breakfast. And over the weekend, they'd eat lunch with us. It was a sight. We stayed home all day long on Sunday and cooked for those soldier boys. Then there'd be a line of sheets, maybe more than a dozen sheets, on Monday after these boys would leave. And some of them, Mama wouldn't take them. They just had them under the pillow for them. They said, Miss Hopkins, she said, somebody might be good to my son someday. And sure enough, Bill, my youngest brother, went overseas and was there for 11 months, I believe it was. He went in as a captain and came out as a major. So somebody was good. Well, we send out to others, comes back to us.
Okay, you might call this a couch, but would you ever call this a sofa?
Sofa, yeah. That's
is that the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Or is it?
It's the same thing, a sofa. It's it's mine. The one that I have isn't as big as this, but it is longer than two sections of this. One, two, three, four. Three sections, just about like that.
Okay, what else might you have in your living room? You might have a couch and a table and a...
Is that in that way back then? Or now?
Or now.
No, I see, when we started building our home, we have a great big picture window that covers the whole end of this, let's see, 18 by 36.